Okay, I'm so glad you all could join today. My name is Jale Sidravi. I use she, her pronouns. I currently live on the land of the Duwamish people in Seattle, Washington. I'm going to be sharing a little bit about my story and a little bit about how I started doing some abstract art. So you're going to hear me refer to this book called The Artist's Way. Has anybody ever read this book? You've read it? Okay. So this is a book by Julia Cameron. I highly recommend it if you are trying to discover more of your own inner artist, I should say. Welcome. Actually, I put a... there's this extra seat. Sorry. Excuse me. So a little bit about me. Oh, skipped ahead. Okay, well, I guess I'll talk about her. This is my daughter, Zamara, and I really started painting in this way because of her. I started doing abstract, or I started using watercolors. Her and I actually were doing watercolors when she was only a year old. And it was just a way for me to relax after work. I was working full time. It was really stressful. Right up front. Right here up front. I started, when the pandemic happened, of course, everyone had free time. So I had more free time, so we started using acrylic paint. And then as we were doing acrylic paint, so this was watercolor. This is a collaboration piece between me and her. She did the background and I added the face. And then it just kind of evolved. Once I was able to play around more with different mediums, I learned about fluid acrylic paint. I don't know if you all have used that type of paint before. But this was the first painting I did using fluid acrylic paint. And I just saw someone scrape the paint across the canvas, and I just mimicked that. And so this was what I came up with. And so from there, it evolved, and I started using a squeegee. Just a squeegee that I found at a Dollar Tree.
For showers.
Yes, for showers, for windows, right, for all types of things. And so that helped me kind of define my style. And so my style was really all about showing community, demonstrating unity, people of all backgrounds coming together, people holding hands, people connecting. And so that really came out in my art during the pandemic, so October of 2020. Yes, baby.
Can I show you?
Yes, baby, of course. And so I talked a little bit yesterday, I'm just gonna kind of talk about the same thing, that you heard this term, the way is long, let us go together. So in the Samaritan Traveler, Luke 10, it talks about how our humanity is interwoven, interconnected, interdependent, and we have this need to be in relationship with one another. And so a lot of my art, you will see people embracing. A lot of times it will look like, you know, mothers holding their children, and that is all intentional because I just really miss that. I just miss that feeling during the pandemic of being with my family, being with my church family, and so I tried to express that in my art, and it just came out, honestly. So we're gonna do a little activity about the journey. So I'm gonna pass out some paper, and we're just gonna get started right away. So if everyone could just take a sheet and pass it down. And then I also have some tape. Oh, two tape stuff. Okay. So if you could, I'm gonna demonstrate on your paper, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't put it on my paper.
Don't put it here or sit somewhere else so this is where you sit.
I was sitting there, she did. So you're going to put tape across the top and across the bottom. Not to hold it onto your paper, but because we're going to do a technique where I want that part covered. So you can kind of fold it over if you get it on the edge. So your paper should look like this. Okay? So we're going to do it vertically.
They're extra? Ooh.
Okay. Oh. Did anyone get a thinner piece?
I hope everyone got thick.
How do we know?
It's supposed to be cardstock paper, but that's half the paper.
Yeah, and you want the entire bottom covered? Like this one was partial and one was full? Yeah. What do you want it to be?
It's okay like that. I don't know how that half your paper is looking. Okay, so I really like to use fluid acrylic paint, but you could use whatever you have at home to do this. So we are going to start by just making a row. And I'll demonstrate for you.
I'm still drawing, I can't paint.
You can't paint yet? Okay. So I'm gonna put some inches over here. So, let me show you the video to demonstrate, because I think that was more helpful yesterday. I'll show you one of the videos that I'm also a photographer and video editor, so I share a lot of videos on my social media. So this is one, this is actually a different one from yesterday.
So I feel like a lot of people are confused on what it means to be an artist. And I just want to explain it to you real quick. To be an artist, all you have to do is make art.
So what I like to do is take drops of paint and then make something out of it, right? And so we're going to do that now. Okay, so we don't have a lot of paint, so we're going to have to share. Okay, sharing is good. Okay.
It's okay. I'm not gonna use that one.
You're not gonna use that one?
I'm just gonna use it.
Oh, you are gonna use it? So we're gonna use this to scrape. So everyone should have one of these. So the important part of this is that you're gonna, I took yours. This is gonna be the width that you can put the paint. Okay, so we're going to put the paint right below the blue line. And so you don't want to make it too wide because then your tool is not going to be able to cover all of it and bring it all down. Okay, so I'll demonstrate. Can I use this?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. So, it's okay. So all I'm going to do is I'm just going to put dots. And I'm gonna put some, a paint is very, like I said, it's fluid. So, and also there's different consistencies between each bottle. So I'm gonna put a line here. And then for this one, put another dot. Like, see, I already made it too wide. Okay. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take your card. Lap. Not yet, baby. Not yet, Scott.
No. Yeah.
You're going to take your card. You can take it at the folded end. And you're just going to script. You can make a curve. You can go straight down however you want. And this is how it'll look. Okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then another fun thing that you can do is that you can write words along the sides. You can write lyrics, whatever you want. So you can go ahead and get started and add in your paint along your tape line. And we're just going to have to share. Okay, so now that we got our hands dirty, let's introduce ourselves. So we can know everybody's name when we're passing paint and all of that. Okay, so if you could introduce yourself, please tell us your pronouns, tell us where you're from, and also tell us What is something art-related that you really enjoy at Holden? Who would like to go first?
I can go.
You can go? Okay.
I'm Ruth. I use she, her. I always love the diversity of Holden. So like this morning I made the aromatherapy bracelet, which was fun. It's an easy craft, but pretty satisfying and relaxing. I'll invite you to share.
Hi, I am Diana. I use she, her pronouns, and I really like pottery, and I wish they were firing in this week, but they aren't.
Oh, they aren't? Uh-huh. I heard they're doing it tomorrow, the firing tomorrow.
Oh, really?
It's not going to be enough time to...
Yeah, enough time to make it.
Yeah. Can you call on someone, Diana, please?
Hi, I'm Amy. I use she, her, and this is my first time here. This is my first ever anything I've signed up for. Well, so far, this is my favorite art thing.
Thank you, Amy.
So far. This is like the amazing voyage of it.
Cool. Do you want to invite someone to share?
Yes, I do.
Mitch, E-M. And I took a beat poetry class here that was fantastic.
Beat poetry?
Ooh. Here now?
Very cool.
No, this was last year, or a couple of years ago.
Okay. Do you want to invite someone, Mitch?
Oh, yes.
My name is Gabe. I use he, him pronouns. I'm from Seagirly. And this is my first time here, and the first thing I've also signed up for. But just in general, I've really enjoyed how stress-free this place is. It's just very calming. So.
I'm Sasha, and I use she, her, and I'm from the Seattle area, and I am not sure what one I like best, but I think it's gravitating toward this one.
Okay. Do you want to invite someone, Sasha?
Oh, yeah, sure. Who's that guy named? I love this lady.
Okay, I'm Sandy, and I'm from Shelton, Washington, and she, her, and I love to walk around and find all the beautiful artwork. Enjoy it.
Would you like to invite someone?
I'm Mickey, and I'm Cheever. Well, I haven't taken a class in this, but I really enjoy the classes.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I don't
take a few classes. Do you want to invite someone?
I'm Caitlin. I use Cheever pronouns. I'm from Minnesota. And I really like throwing. Mm. Nice to meet you.
Did you say drawing or drumming?
Throwing.
Throwing.
She, her pronouns, and I'm from Seattle, Vashon Island, Washington, and I was late because I'm always playing music with somebody, so that is my favorite art.
What do you play, Lynn?
I'm a primarily guitarist, but I brought my mandolin because I'm learning it.
Very cool.
And you'll hear us at Copperstock. I was just playing with somebody that I found to work something up.
I need to talk to you afterwards.
There you go. Who would you like to invite someone?
Hi, I'm Sandy.
Sandy.
She, her, from Edmonds, Washington. And I enjoy, because I want to learn making a clock, so I got to learn how to do it. I did take the class, but...
Did you?
Good enough.
It's hard, right?
Well, I haven't tried yet. Yes.
I'm Connie. I'm living in Tacoma, Washington. I didn't do art the last time I was here, so it's been over a decade since I've done art.
Cool. Do you want to invite someone? I think Mary hasn't gone yet.
Okay. Mary from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and she, her, yeah, and I love this kind of paint. It's really my favorite. And then over here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Elise and Janet.
Did you say she, her, egg, yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so I'm Elise. I'm she, her, egg, yeah. Living in Belfair, Washington, and I love just expanding the comfort zone of art here. Janet, I'm from Everett, Washington, Sheila, and just trying new stuff.
Thank you.
And knowing that it's all okay, and it's all good.
Well, thank you, everyone. It's so nice to meet you all. So I wanted to talk about some tools that I use to help me. And again, these are from this book from Julia Cameron, The Artist Way. So the first thing she says is to use the morning pages. And what she means by that is to write. So every morning, she recommends that you write 3 pages of longhand writing. They can be whatever you want. There is no wrong way to do it. You wake up in the morning, you grab your pages, you grab your pen, and you just start writing. She really says this is a great way to clear your mind and to remove any blocks that you may have. Also, how many of you all were told that if you're an artist, that's not a real job? How many of you were told that you can't be a musician, you can't be a painter, all of these things, right? So we're told all of these things as children, well, a lot of us are. And so because of that, a lot of us have artistic blocks. We don't know how to be creative, or we don't know how to express maybe a talent that we have. But Julia Cameron talks about how God has given us these talents, and He wants us to be creative. And so we shouldn't hide from that. And so you can use the morning pages as a way to just write out whatever you're thinking. So if you're thinking about an argument you had with a friend, or if you're thinking about how you need to buy more, she says, like, buy more kitty litter, or you need a vacuum, or you need to do the wash. Just write that down, because it's not important if it's eloquent, or don't think about someone is going to read it. Just get it down on paper. So you have a clear mind when you actually do start to create, whether you're writing, whether you're playing the piano, whatever it is. So that is the first tool that she talks about. Let's see if the video plays. I have a video for talking about it. Let's see. I think we get about 48 seconds of her, so.
Writing, done. I'd like to explain the 2 basic tools of the artist's way. The first tool is a tool called morning pages. And as it suggests, they're done in the morning and they're pages. They are 3 pages of longhand morning writing done when you're thinking about anything at all, like, I forgot to buy kitty litter, I didn't call my sister back, I need to wash the curtains, it's time to change the bed. They seem to have nothing to do with creativity, but what they do is clear your mind. It's as though you have taken a little dustbuster and you go poking it into all the corners of your consciousness, and you come up with what you put on the page.
Yes, so I highly recommend doing morning pages. Anyone journal? It's very similar to that. It's just a way, again, to get it all down so that when you do go to the potter's wheel, whatever, you can just start. And then the other tool that she talks about is the artist date. An artist date is a once a week activity. This is a solo venture. You're supposed to go alone, not with your partner, not with your siblings or your kids or anything like that. You're supposed to go and explore something new, something that interests you. Whether you're going to a museum, or maybe you're going to a craft store and buying a bunch of stickers that you're going to use afterwards, or maybe you're going outside and collecting leaves that you're going to press. So it's just something, and also she mentions it doesn't have to be overly artistic, think more mischievous than mastery. So it's really just something fun that you're taking the time to nurture your inner artist. She talks about the fact that our inner artist is usually like a childlike figure, someone that wasn't nurtured when we were a child. So it's just something fun to do. So those are just 2 tools that you can use if you want to get more creative in your everyday life. Okay, so does anyone want to mention anything? Maybe you have used the artist way, or?
I'm just glad to hear her say that, because I'm a middle school teacher, and I start every week having my students do a brain dump, just a quick write of just get it out. It can be random, anything. It's not graded. It's just like the name, brain dump. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, there's more value to that.
Yeah.
The other thing that I have really had to work on is my own inner readiness and willingness to give up all of the clutter, and that comes at many metaphorical levels, but to say I deserve it, mm-hmm. I deserve this time, mm-hmm. because we're not taught that.
That's a big thing she talks about with the artist date. There are often times when our inner critic will say, no, you don't need to go on that date this week, or no, you can do something else. You have obligations elsewhere. But really making time for ourselves and making our art a priority, or our creative side a priority.
Something else that she brings out is naming yourself as an artist. Because how often do we go, oh, well, you know, if someone admires something, you do, oh, well, I'm not really an artist, I just, whatever. It's like, no, you are an artist. And if you take it, you know, we're all designed, created by a creator, and I think we're created to be creative. And I always find when I'm actually doing my art that I feel God's presence and feel God's joy.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else want to share? Yeah.
I think a couple things, just to add on to that, I think there's like this like weird, toxic, like pretentious stigma around the word artist, and it's like you like do things for fun that, you know, fulfill that, and then you're like, oh, well, that's not like, I'm not being an artist, but you look up to these people that you consider artists, but it's like that's what they're doing too, is mm-hmm. just doing things to fill that gap. And yeah, and I think for me, like the artist date thing, I think something I like to do is I listen to music a lot, and I think it's really easy to get into ruts with music you listen to, and so I always try to like go out of my way once in a while, if it's once a week or once a month, just to listen to something that I would never usually just go and listen to, because in the digital era, that is all at your fingertips all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's with all mediums too, with books, or with literature, and art, and everything. So.
I also find it helpful sometimes when I'm on the artist date to get raw materials that you would have maybe used as a kid, you know, the colored clay, and to just sit playing with it. It's not that you have to be producing some finished masterpiece.
I think it's so amazing right now that we live in an era when there's such high quality reproduction of art, music, and things like that, that I mean, you can literally have a pretty good looking Picasso on your wall. And so we've all come to have the standard for what is art. It's a very, very high standard. And what I love, I play in community orchestra, and what I love about it is we make a lot of mistakes. And also that it's accessible. Like like if you go to see the Seattle Symphony, it's like they're unveiling the Shroud of Turin. You know, everybody's kind of be quiet, no one clap, no. And when orchestra plays, kids come up on the stage and stuff. That's really, I just think that dropping the pretense and just accept that you can be an artist. And there isn't, in art, it's not good or bad, it's just art.
Yeah, what you talked about art being acceptable, I totally believe that, and I think about that a lot when it comes to what type of paint I use or what tools I'm using. As you saw, you know, this simple technique can be used with this is just scrap paper. We're going to be using some tools soon. This is for screen printing that I found in a back storage closet. So you don't have to have special tools or special materials, expensive materials to create. You can use what you have around your home. I think that's kind of the Holden way, right? Like to reuse things for other purposes. So I'm going to show you all the video that we're going to do for this next activity. Someone of my followers requested that I do a rainbow, and so we're going to do something similar with a rainbow. We're not going to add people to ours, but we're going to do the rainbow. And this is a scraper my husband made me using a door sweep. And it works great.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So you're going to have your chance to make your own rainbow-like piece. And I called mine Divine Promise. So that's how it works. Okay, so I'm going to pass out some more paper, and you're going to be able to create, as long as I have paper, you guys can make. Some of this is. Again, this is just cardstock paper. So everyone just take one and pass it down, and then you can leave the extra in the middle.
So do you find much difference with the effect depending on the surface material that you're using?
No. It depends on what you're trying to achieve, I should say. If you want to be able to have more control over the texture or the, like this is on canvas, honestly, it doesn't really matter. It just depends. Yeah, these are all on canvas. I'm trying to find a picture of. Yeah, it honestly doesn't matter. You can use whatever texture you want. You could do it on wood. Yeah. Oh, thank you. You could leave it in the middle. Okay, so for this one, you can do it vertical or you can do it horizontal. And I know that, of course, the rainbow, you can do it in the order if you want, or you can do it in a different order. So you all practice with that first painting. You kind of got a feel about how much paint you need to use. You know, you need to use at least a little bit of more if you're not able to scrape down all the way, so don't be afraid. It does come out fast or slow depending on which bottle you're using. And I should say too, I forgot, I think the purple paint, that's actually a tempera paint. Have you all heard that?
Yeah.
And then most of the other ones are acrylic paint, but they're all water-based paints. I've never done this with oil paints. So what you're gonna do is you're just gonna make a line and you're just gonna continue doing that.
Do you want us to do our tape? And
you don't have to use any tape.
Okay.
And then I wanted to show you something cool before you scrape. You could also write words. It depends on how thick the paint is though, so. Okay, so I just wrote love. So I'm gonna give you guys a bigger scrapers.
Yeah.
So. Let me use the big one. Looks like it has a little bit of ink on it. Hopefully it doesn't get on. So I'm just gonna use this screen pinching, and I'm just gonna use it on the flat edge, not straight down, but like curved like this.
Oh wow.
Nice.
So if you want to write words, you can write words too. Okay. Okay, so y'all can get started and then let me pass out the scrapers. Oh, and the rag is for you to wipe off the scraper.
How long do we have before it starts drying? Like 2 minutes?
No, you have a while. So, another thing you can do is, if you like to draw, you could make a design on the paper first. So for instance, like let's say you're going to, I don't know. Let's do a tree. I'm not a very good drawer. But I want to draw some stars.
You want this fucking.
Okay. So, simple, right? Then I'm just going to outline it and put some paint where I drew. You could take more time too. And then do my stars. Of course, you would take more time doing this. And then I'm going to add this at the top. It didn't work that well, but it will kind of, if I cut that off, will kind of look cool. So this is not a very good example, but you can kind of play around with the scraping technique is what I'm trying to say.
If you did white crayon, would it like keep it from soaking in that spot?
I don't know. I've never tried crayon. Yeah.
That's what I do with watercolor.
Or the ink.
Like if you draw it with watercolor, so I wonder if it would work on this.
But yeah, you can, you know, you could draw painting, you could draw pictures underneath it, you could draw different words, all of that. Okay, so it looks like people are kind of done.
No.
No, not yet? Okay.
We just need more paper.
You need more paper? There's some right there. There's some black paper right there. I think tomorrow we're going to work with stitching on canvas paper. I don't know if you all sew, but we're going to do an activity around that tomorrow. Yeah, like I said, if you're at home, it's really easy to take the leftover paint at the bottom and just paint it on a blank canvas, and you have a really unique background. And as if you do want to do this more, you'll find your own style. Do you want to show yours? Your and tell a little bit about what you just told me.
Well, I have two.
The one with the yellow. Yeah.
Well, this before I put the yellow in it, for some reason it made me think of the empty tomb. So then I added the bright yellow and just had it kind of.
Yeah. So I love that. I love that. So you'll see images come out in your work and be really beautiful.
Can I share this one?
Yeah, please.
This is the first one we did, and I wrote, "In the waters of baptism, the light and love of God is known."
Oh, I love that. That is beautiful. Yeah, so you can write a Bible verse, you can write whatever you want on those. All right, so if you are done, you can put your piece along the arms of the couches. Julia said it's okay if we do that, we'll put this back on this chair over here too. And then you can pick it up when it's dry. And then we're going to do one more activity. So as people are winding down, feel free to continue to work. But if you are done and ready to move on to the next activity, I'll just tell you what it is. So there are a lot of prompts in the book if you do get the Artist's Way. And one of the prompts that I really liked was write out a piece of encouragement. Think again about how we're often told that can't be artists, it's not a real career, all of these things, or it's not even valuable to spend time doing art. Write out a piece of encouragement, maybe to counter that. And once you have that piece of encouragement, write a letter. Whether you can choose if you want to write it to yourself or to a mentor, maybe someone who encouraged you in the past. And then I want you to mail it to them, maybe with a piece of your art that you created today. Okay, and so I have some paper for you to use, and there are some pins in the middle of the table. Okay, so I will say too. So I do want to mention too, on the handout I made, Julie Cameron has some nice rules of the road, talking about in order to be an artist, I must show up on the page, she needs the morning pages, fill the well by caring for my artist. Set small and gentle goals and meet them. Pray for guidance, courage, and humility. Remember that it is far harder and more painful to be a blocked artist than it is to do the work. Be alert always for the presence of the great creator, leading and helping my artist. Choose companions who encourage me to do the work, not just talk about doing the work or why I'm not doing the work. And remember that the great creator loves creativity. Remember that it is my job to do the work, not to judge the work. And then she said, place this sign in your workspace. Great creator, I will take care of the quantity, you take care of the quality. Okay. And again, I put those two recommendations about the morning pages there and the artist day. You know, what was interesting about Julia Cameron is she's a screenwriter. And so she was doing these morning pages every day. And then after about, you know, a couple of months, she had started writing her next film. Her morning pages, so it's a really great way. Oh, you need another paper?
And what are we doing with this one?
So we are going to write this is where we're writing our piece of encouragement, and then we're going to write a letter to ourselves or to our mentor, okay? And then you can mail it to them. And if you don't want to do that, there's different prompts on the paper too. You'll see a section that says writing prompts. She talked about, think about when you were 8 years old. What did you like when you were 8 years old? Write a letter to yourself as your 8-year-old self to your age now. So, if you want to know where to find me, my handle is The Art of Jale on all the social media, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube.
You're saying The Art of Jale?
Yes, The Art of Jale. And then it's my website if you want to contact me further. So. Okay, we're going to say the prayer then.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I think people are finished with their letter. Well, if you're still writing, that's okay. Oh, good. Right. She came back. Okay, so does everyone have a yellow piece of paper?
Yes, ma'am.
Does everyone have a yellow piece?
I'll show you.
No, I have one for you, Mary. I have plenty. All right, would someone be willing to read the artist prayer that's written on one of the sides?
Oh, great Creator, we are gathered together in your name that we may be of greater service to you and to our fellows. We offer ourselves to you as instruments. We open ourselves to your creativity in our lives. We surrender to you our old ideas. We welcome your new and expansive ideas. We trust that you will lead us. We trust that it is safe to follow you. We know you created us and that creativity is your nature and our own. We ask you to unfold our lives according to your plan. Help us to believe that it is not too late and that we are not too small or too flawed to be healed. By you and through each other and made whole. Help us to love one another, to nurture each other's unfolding, to encourage each other's growth, and understand each other's fears. Help us to know that we are not alone, that we are loved and lovable. Help us to create as an act of worship.
Thank you. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah, so, yes, those are for you to keep.
That is a good
mail your letters if you want to, or stick it in your pocket for yourself. Thank you, guys.